That was heavy, man. That was heavy, 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 heavy. All right, dude. We're back at it here. Phil Hendry Show. And we have, shit, man. Hey. Test. Why is that distorting? We got a brand new board here. Brand new Dig board. Now we have two. Who would have thought of that? Sure wasn't me. Anyway. Welcome, my brothers and sisters. Now, we have here today, test. Hey. Why is that doing that, man? Hey. Why is that distorting? That used to be just a cool little slapback effect we could use every now and again. Of course, I guess it's time for me to get into the handbook, to get into the manual here of our Studio Live pre-Sonus board and dig into all of the different special effects we can do with it. This blows me away. You know, I mean, we went for, you know, I just tell you this, things are not as expensive as they used to be. The more and more and more and more that we are learning, just the more that people are using this equipment, the cheaper it's getting, man, I think. You know, it's not all of it, but some of it. And if you want to put together a decent studio at your house, it may be less money than you think, depending upon what you want to do, you know. But there's a little digital board that makes this show sound as professional as any fucking radio show anywhere. And I'm just talking from the technical standpoint, spec, if you will. And it's a $1,000 board, which is fucking cheap. Yeah. Right. All right, so let's get our shit together here, man. Let's get our shit together. Where's my coffee? I had a little bit of fucking coffee left. Fuck. All right, so today is a show that we're going to do. It's what we call our single character show, which is, you know, it's like an Ed Elcott, Kenny Slag thing. We haven't done Kenny in a while, but what I really need to do here is sort of get up a list. Is everything? No, it's not. You know, there's another thing that I know you're going to hate. We used to do, I don't know if you're going to hate it, but we used to do Real Phil or Phil Only. And I've been wanting to do something that I did on Periscope a while back. And when I did it on Periscope, I did it the way I wish I do politics, which is very friendly, you know, meaning I'm not looking to make enemies here. I want you to understand what I'm saying so that maybe, you know, you can hear it and not have people go away pissed or insulted, you know. And I don't think that that's I don't think that's the way to do things. And I know I wind up getting kind of bent out of shape, but I wanted to do a Phil Only, like one that I did on Periscope, where I can articulate, and I can articulate all of the reasons why Donald Trump will not make a good president and is a bad choice. And it's not an angry thing. It's not, accusatory. It's just a few things that when I did it originally on Periscope, I said, if you got any question at all about Trump, ask me. Ask me a question. I will answer the question. And so people did. They said, what about his healthcare program? What about his this? What about his that? And I took them all. I took all the questions and I answered them. And the answers, unfortunately, were pretty much reflective of a my view of the guy is not really having a plan other than I'm Donald Trump and I've always made things work and I'll make this country work. But he hasn't really thought about how all this shit's going to fall together. He believes it's the force of his personality, ultimately, that is going to make this thing happen. His manner at the negotiating table, his manner in talking to potential adversaries and talking to friends, and, you know, that's his thing. That's where he thinks he's going to do it. But anyway, I don't know if that's anything I want to do here or not. But, you know, I believe that, especially this phase of the Phil Hendry Show, is a time to do a lot of that stuff. It's a time to just do it all, man. Because you know what? We don't have any fucking restrictions. There's no FCC telling us we can't. And I don't know. I've got a phone call tomorrow to our close personal brother, Carell. Many of you know from the KFI days, and it's going to be great because he is a very smart guy. And I'm just going to tell you this. You're going to dig it. You're going to love it. You're going to love this. You're going to love me. To quote Donald Trump, you're going to love me. We're going to get an app. I know a lot of you guys have been bugging me about an app. Well, I've been looking at it the wrong way. And you guys probably are way ahead of me on this. I was looking at an app as something that would further enhance the BSP experience. And I think that's a wrong way of looking at an app. There's a lot of things you can do to enhance the BSP experience. I personally believe enhancing the BSP experience is giving people more material, different things, more things to, you know, to listen to. And more of what we do best, which I think is, you know, a comedy. That's why I want to do a Donald Trump commentary, because, yeah. So, the app, an app on an iPhone, an app on a smartphone, is not necessarily at its best when it's enhancing a subscriber content website. Because, especially with Apple, you need, if I was to really make that experience 100% for our BSPs, which is who is listening to me right now, I would have that app take you directly through the paywall to where you want to be. In other words, you don't have to sit there and either push login or in extreme cases, which you really shouldn't have to do this, enter your name and your password. And I was thinking, well, that would be the optimum use of an app. And the way to do that is, you know, go through Apple, but unfortunately Apple wants money. They want a piece of any subscription content. They want a piece of any subscription type, any subscription site's revenue if an app on their site takes people right through that paywall to that material. Okay? In other words, it's their thinking that they deserve a toll, if you will, that they're standing there and there's a super highway going between me and my BSPs by way of this app into their phone, and they're not getting a taste. But I believe that was the wrong way of looking at an app. I believe the best way to look at an app is this, as a promotional tool. Now, yes, I know I'm talking to you guys. You are all part of the family, so this would not necessarily be aimed at you, but I will tell you this. I will tell you this much. An app is more than just taking you to the website. You can bookmark for that. However, the app will also have on it every day's free show, which in some cases is only 20 minutes because we have now reserved a couple of shows a week as promotional only. An app can take you right to the store, take you right to the merchandise. An app can take you right to our social media. An app can take you to just about anywhere we want you to go that's free, that is offered up free. Does that enhance the BSP experience? I think it does, because what it does is, before you get into what you are paying for, you get to kind of peruse the universe that sort of floats around that a little bit. And there's a lot of stuff that we do by way of promotion for the website. Now, you also have your RSS subscription, which delivers the podcast right into your player every day. So you don't even have to go through a fucking app to get that. But I'm saying the app for a BSP is something that allows you to one touch go to all the places where our show is either being promoted, whether it's being taught, where it's being talked about, where our show is on display in terms of material, you know. For non-subscribers, though, the app is, and I believe has always been, a fantastic fucking, for guys like us, fantastic fucking promotional device. Because with that app, people go, oh, here's the Phil Henry Show. They listen to our podcast. It'll take them to our website. It's a, login. It's a password-protected website. They don't have that, but they can see. It'll take them to the store. It'll take them to our YouTube channel. It will take them to all of our social media sites. In other words, as a promotional device, it's brilliant. And I never was really, I don't think I was looking correctly at how to use an app. I understand that there's a lot of people that might be disagreeing with me, or you know, it might not seem like, as a backstage pass holder, you're getting maximum value out of an app. But I would submit to you that rather than just hitting a bookmark on your phone, you're hitting an app. They're both going to take you to the website, but the app is going to take you to other places. It's a kind of one-stop shopping for stuff outside of the pay content that I believe has value and has interest for our backstage pass members, more so than casual people stopping by and saying, who's this guy Phil Henry? I've heard about him, or whatever. What's this all about? So you'll be able to go over to our YouTube channel, go over to our, you know, Twitter, go over to our Facebook, go over to our store, whatever else, you know, all of our personal appearances. We'll have a button you can push to take you over to the Hollywood Improv, so you can get tickets for our shows, and so on and so forth. So, to that extent, and with that in mind, we're going to finally deliver on the app. And but again, it is not going to necessarily be what our BSPs have wanted. And I don't, to be honest with you, I don't remember anybody really asking for an app other than BSPs for the ease of access that they hope it would give them. But understand, guys, it's not really, in my opinion, a good deal financially for our company to cut Applin 50-50 on our fucking subscription revenue. It's just, it's crazy. People say, wouldn't you rather have 50% of a whole lot of fucking money as opposed to, you know, as 100% of no money? Well, that's not the case. We're making a good living here. And what we've always striven to do is to continue to maximize the revenue the best way we can without, you know, cutting in partners and getting a whole other kind of ownership structure going here, man, that nobody wants and that I don't want and that we don't need. Because, you know, this show, man, you know, you got to look at Phil Henry every fucking day, every day. And I realize that the communication between us, me and you, is our Friday night chat and whatever comments I can squeeze in during the week. That's why we want to have a Henry Con and things like that. To really, you know, finally hang with you guys and make it an even more personal experience for you. But I think you get about as much of Phil Henry here, you know, because it's just me. I don't have Jimmy and Thule and Billy, and I don't have a whole fucking crew. That ain't this show. Never has been, you know, and I don't have a whole goddamn bunch of strippers and shit, because as much as I like naked women, man, that isn't what I do, you know? and not professionally. And there isn't whatever, man. We don't sponsor race cars. We don't. The guys that do it, fantastic. Other cats that do that kind of stuff, fantastic. You know. So I'm sitting here, I'm rolling my eyeballs at what we're going to do here. And, oh, shit. I'm going to be so pissed. People are going to be so disappointed in me if I don't do this well. Crazy little mama comes knocking and knocking at my front door, door, door. Let's see what's up here, man.
Virtually every single one of them said what she did is a criminal act, and what she did is a very, very dangerous thing for our country. And yet here she is running for president. So I think that Hillary, honestly, she's a flawed candidate, and I think she's going to be easy to beat. I think she's going to be much easier to beat than most of the 16 people that I competed with just recently. Go ahead.
Really?
Number one security threat to the United States is nuclear. That's our biggest threat. It's our biggest risk. The power of weaponry.
And he wants
and
to get.
We have to be unbelievably careful.
He wants to get the single. The Japanese.
It is not global warming. President Obama said the biggest threat to our country is global warming. That's cool. Give me a break, okay? The biggest threat to our country is nuclear, and we cannot let Iran get a nuclear weapon. We're going to do something where we'll have a real partnership with China. You know, we have a lot of power over China. China has rebuilt itself by making a fortune over us. China has power, tremendous power, over North Korea. We have to be very vigilant on North Korea. We cannot let this guy go much further. And China should handle that problem. China can handle that problem very easily. They don't. They say they can't. But they're toying with us, okay? They're toying with us. We have a lot of power. We're going to have a great relationship with China. We're going to have a great relationship with Putin and Russia. But let me tell you, China has a lot of power over North Korea, a tremendous amount of power. They just refuse to use it, and they refuse to talk about it, and they're toying with us. And right now, they don't respect us. They don't respect our president. And because of that, they're getting away with murder. And this guy is getting away with murder. What's going to happen is, and something very important to me and to a lot of other people, but very, very important to me, is nuclear weaponry. That is your single biggest threat in the world today. Go ahead, Tom. No, that's a civil case, very simple. I'm going to win that case very easily. Go ahead.
There's politics behind.
Go ahead, Sarah, go ahead. Well, my unfavorables have come down a lot over the last few weeks. Well, remember this. Okay, I saw it on all of the cable stations and a lot of the networks, and I read it in a lot of papers. I've had 55,000 negative ads against me. When I ran in Florida,
Trump thinks it's about ads.
14,000 negative ads, millions and millions of dollars, and I won in a landslide. I've had negative ads all throughout, and I've won races in a landslide. Okay, in a landslide. You know it. You report it. You all report it. I'm not. Even Carl would agree to that.
With fucking Republicans, yeah.
And yet I have this tremendous amount of. You almost say, do ads mean anything? I think we're going to hurt the industry pretty much because people are going to say, what does an ad mean? But I've had. Now, largely the ads were false. A little truth to some of them, perhaps, but largely false. But I had 55,000, 100 million, and even more negative ads. Even in New Hampshire, I mean, Jeff.
That's what he thinks.
Spent millions and millions of dollars of.
Trump thinks the reason why there are so many unfavorables is because there have been negative ads about him.
These people that have been fighting me are gone. And when I'm one on one with Hillary, she will be, as I said, easier to take down, much easier to beat than the people, many of the people that I've already beaten. Okay. Well, I think. think they're hurting the party because, again, they have no path, zero path to victory, and we're going to win.
Okay. All right. Well, let's turn this shit down. Turn this goddamn dog shit down. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Okay. I think I know what I'm going to do. I got to. And I apologize if you don't like it. I'm going to be as nice a guy as I possibly can, and I'm going to explain why this is a bad vote for America. It's an unrealistic vote for America. And that it's going to be bad, man, if this guy gets in there. Because what he is basically saying is the warmth and of my personality is going to get things done. The Chinese have seen America and the West coming for over a century. You know, the Chinese have dealt with us and our kind, the Western democracies, Western monarchies, Western civilization for a long time. They're not impressed. They know that, we hold a lot of, we got a lot of stature and shit, but they're just not impressed. So, anyway. You're welcome, Alex. So let me see our notes for Wednesday. Sherry's Berry's pre-roll, April BSP mid-roll. What do we want to start the show with today, huh? Can you imagine? Let me see here. Some name Rich. Oh, shit. R.I. Come on. There it is. Kirkle Bangs. All right, I got it.